This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Mary Shedden with Kelly McBride at the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. No one wants to be arrested, but fact is it happens every day to people who deserve it and some who are good folk caught up in a bad situation. The people in that latter category sometimes end up seeing the charges against them dropped, but there's always a memento of that special night in jail, a mugshot automatically published on the internet. Those people might like a bill filed recently in the Florida House and Senate. In a nutshell, it would prevent daily jail mugshots from automatically being posted online, something that news organizations and some for-profit companies regularly share on their own websites. Kelly, can you give me a little context on why organizations even publish these mugshots?
The most obvious answer is they're very popular. Every news organization and other organization that publishes mugshots gets a lot of traffic to those sites. Historically, newspapers have considered themselves record keepers. So I used to be a police reporter, and I would look at everybody who had been arrested. I would look at all the reports that the police had taken the day before, and I would sort through those and bring them back to the newspaper, and a clerk would type in certain categories. We would run mugshots only for interesting stories. In those cases, newspapers felt like once they had decided that something cleared the threshold of news, that it was really important to preserve that record for historical purposes.
Once this information is published, don't journalists have some obligation to follow up?
I would argue yes. I talk to newspaper editors all the time, and I'm always telling them that if you publish information about someone's arrest and you have absolutely no intention of telling the public what the outcome of that case was, that you're not actually serving the public. I don't get a lot of agreement on that from newspaper editors. As a police reporter, a lot of times the stories that you're writing, especially the little Florida man stories, you know, weird person in Florida does something weird, those aren't necessarily written to support the historical record. They're written to get a lot of traffic and to provide a certain amount of entertainment. It's not news of the important, it's news of the weird. Those are often written based on police reports, and they oftentimes, prosecutors will tell you, oftentimes are very incomplete accounts of what actually happened.
Some news organizations are opting to not publish mugshots all the time.
I would say that news organizations all over the country have changed their threshold for when they publish mugshots and how long they keep them online. Very recently, the New Haven Independent in Connecticut decided that they weren't going to publish mugshots at all for exactly the reasons that we're talking about. Many other news organizations have created computer code that de-indexes the mugshot from Google after a certain number of days. But that doesn't change when they actually do a text story and they write words about the arrest.
The bill Florida lawmakers are looking at is saying that mugshots are still available via the state's open records law. And Florida has a great open records law. Why is it important that it's still accessible?
You know, that bill basically makes it harder for anyone to get a hold of mugshots, because right now the sheriff's department just uploads them. If that bill goes into law, you're going to have to go down and request the mugshot. I'm not sure that that's the solution here, because it creates a barrier to public records, and open public records are critical in a democracy.
Kelly McBride, thanks again for making sense of the media.
You're welcome.